Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 94 today. Psalm 94. O Lord, thou God to whom vengeance belongs, thou God to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their desert. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? They prate. They speak arrogantly, all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob consider. Consider, you brutes among the people, and you foolish, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the nations, shall he not correct, even he that teaches man knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastens, O Lord, and teachest out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his peoples, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. When I said my foot slipped, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of righteousness, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord has been my high tower, and my God the rock of my refuge. And he has brought upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own evil. The Lord shall cut them off. As the wicked approach and harass, the child of God needs to make the decision, and whether they do it consciously or not, they decide whether they will hold on when they're under fire. The psalm opens up in the time under fire and describes with really neat details the troubles that the wicked bring and the brutes bring on. And there are questions thrown at the brutes and the evil ones. But what I found interesting is that these questions double and even work better for the child of God. And in verse 9, the planting of the ear and the forming of the eye, the imagery is just so delightful. The next question in verse 10 about God judging the nations, if he can do that on the grand scale, what will he do with me? And that's where the question really starts to go and where the psalm takes us. We are reassured that the chastisement of God is the very thing that will help us. And the chastisement of God seems to be somehow connected with the adversity that the wicked bring in. And I don't know if the psalmist is saying that that is a one-to-one, or if it just feels that way in the moments. But that chastisement is the very thing that keeps us and helps us from the pit. I love the request in verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And it very well could be that is what the psalmist is asking, but I hear God's voice in that even more. And it makes me wonder, who will rise up to answer God's request? And if I do, what will life be when I stand up? Yet our feet shall not slip, and even the multitude of our thoughts and the craziness that our minds get into can be calmed down. This psalm says that when we use the Lord as our high tower, it involves a lot more action and effort than we sometimes expect. Let's read it again. O Lord, thou God to whom vengeance belongs, thou God to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their desert. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? They prate, they speak arrogantly. All the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord will not see, neither shall the God of Jacob consider. Consider, you brutes among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the nations, shall he not correct? Even he that teaches man knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastens, O Lord, and teachest out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, and who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slips, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord has been my high tower and my God, the rock of my refuge, and he has brought upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own evil. The Lord shall cut them off. In this psalm, if we reach out to God as our high tower, we see that there will be a long time, possibly, before we feel that respite and feel that deliverance. But that is not meant to make the deliverance seem impossible or out of reach, but rather it is the testing to see whether or not we will hold on. May we ever hold on to God as our high tower. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.